Speak to us now, O Lord, we pray. Speak to our souls today. For this is why we've come, dear Lord. We're ready for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Heaven and earth will pass, but God, your word will forever last. Lord, we are ready for your word. Father, bless us now as we present and receive your word. I pray that the great seed of your word would find good soil in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. That good soil receiving great seed would bring forth much fruit. Seed that has been planted, water it. Seed that needs to be planted, plant it. And ultimately, God, do it all to bring forth fruit for our good, our growth, and ultimately for your glory. We ask your blessings now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever faced something so big that it was just overwhelming? Faced a situation, a circumstance, something that you were dealing with in life that just overwhelmed you. As you began to look at it, you knew you needed to do something about it, but for whatever reason, it just seemed so big, sometimes too big, to the place that you just said, let me figure out how do I live with it if I can't do anything to get rid of it. My brothers and sisters, ever so often in life, you'll come across something so big that you don't know how to tackle it. It'll be a mountain so tall that it can't be moved, a problem so deep that it can't be removed, a pain so heavy that it can't be lifted. And the question on the table is, what can you do to get help in that time of need? Many times we'll call on friends and family members and find out that they have their own problems and there's nothing that they can do to help us with ours. We can go to Google and Google what to do to solve this problem, go to YouTube and try to find the answer, but there is no answer to be found. In our text today, the Bible reveals to us a place that we need to go whenever we are facing something too big for us to handle. One of the big things in our lives that we have to handle, that we've discovered over the last 2.5 years, are strongholds. Now, some of us had the idea that we didn't have a stronghold until we started studying strongholds. And then once we started studying strongholds, we realized that those strongholds have been around a long time. And we have to do all that we can not to tamp them down, but we have to do all that we can to exercise the stronghold from our bodies, remove them from our spirit so they no longer hinder us, hamper us, or hold us back from doing what God wants you and I to do. Here's the question. What do you do when your stronghold is too strong for you? How do you handle a stronghold that's too big for you to handle? That's the question I want to answer today. I want to talk to you today from the thought, what to do when your stronghold is too strong for you. What to do when your stronghold is too strong for you. Where can you turn when you're battling a stronghold that is so embedded in you that you feel like it's a part of you, and you may feel like, listen carefully, a part of you has to die for that stronghold to be overcome. Our text today is Psalm verse 21. Now, this psalm is a part of the songs of ascent, pilgrim songs sung as the Israelites made their way up the hill to Jerusalem to worship. If you've ever had the opportunity to go to Jerusalem, I've been several times, you know that Jerusalem sits on a hill. And in order to go to Jerusalem from the surrounding region, you had to go up. It was a picture of your moving up from where you are in order to get close to God. And every time you left Jerusalem, you had to go down, signifying whenever you moved away from God, you had to go down. The Bible says that the journey was uphill to Jerusalem. It was long and it was dangerous and somewhat uncertain. The mountains surrounding them were beautiful, but the beautiful mountains were filled with danger and was filled with those things that could tear you down. There were thieves that would hang out on those mountainous roads. There were animals lurking in the shadows. The path was steep and winding. So the writer looks up and asks an honest question. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Here's the question. From whence comes my help? Many times when we read that, we read it so fast that we miss the interrogative in the text. The question is there because it is there in order to cause you to stop and ponder for a moment. The writer says, I'm going up the hill and I need to decide, I need to determine, I need to discover from where my help is going to come. Here's the first thing I want you to see if you're going to know what to do when your stronghold is too strong for you. Number one, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to look up to the Lord for support. You need to look up to the Lord for support. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? Verse 1, Psalm 121, the ESV translation. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The psalmist begins this psalm with an upward gaze. Now, there are two thoughts around why you would look up, why you would look around. The first is a look of danger. Danger because the hills were filled with robbers and bandits who often hid. So looking to the hills could mean looking up to see if you could identify potential danger. But then there was also the look of devotion. The look of devotion because Jerusalem itself was on a hill and Mount Zion, where God's temple stood, was high and lifted up. So looking up signified turning one's focus toward God. Either way, here's what the psalmist says. My eyes go up, but my hope is not in the hills. It's in the maker of the hills. I look beyond the obvious to see omnipotence. He says the hills represent human strength. The hills represent natural beauty. The hills represent a physical elevation, but none of that can help me in my spiritual battle. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. You can go to any of the wonders of the world with your stronghold in tow, with your issues in tow, and you can admire the beauty of nature, but none of those things will resolve the issues you have brought with you. At the end of the day, the psalmist says, where does your help come from? And that's the question he wants you and I to answer today. When your stronghold is too strong for you, you need a helper who is higher than your mountain and stronger than your stronghold. So watch what he says in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord. There's some confidence in that. He says, my help comes from the Lord, not a Lord. But my help comes from the Lord, the Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton, the YHWH, the unspeakable name of God, the covenant-keeping God who created the heaven and the earth. He says, that's where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. And if he is the one who made the heavens and the earth, surely he can handle whatever happens in heaven and or on earth. A few years ago, a rock climber got stuck halfway up a mountain. His ropes tangled and his strength began to fade. Imagine being stuck halfway up a mountain. Tired, afraid, tangled in his ropes. He was too far up to go down and too far down and too weak to go up. The climber radioed for help, realizing that when he radioed for help, his help could only come from one direction. It couldn't come from underneath him. It had to come from above him. Soon the rescuer came by helicopter. They lowered a rope down, and the climber had to look up and grab it, and then was taken to safety because his salvation came from above him, not below him. My brothers and my sisters, the psalmist says, my help comes from above. He realized that his help didn't come from the hills, but his help came from the Lord. When your stronghold is too strong for you, stop looking around you to try to find resolution. Stop looking down, stop looking behind, and start looking up. Put your focus on the one who can help you. Don't rely on human solutions for divine problems. Your friends may mean well, but they're not your savior. Your resources may help, but they're not your redeemer. The strength you need doesn't come from the hills of human wisdom or wealth or willpower. It comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So he says, lift your eyes, not in panic, but lift your eyes in prayer and praise. You've got to lift your eyes to the Lord who is stronger than your stronghold. Look at Jeremiah 3:23. Let's read it together. Our worship of idols on the hills and our religious orgies on the mountains are a delusion. Only in the Lord our God will Israel ever find salvation. Look at the second thing. If you're going to know what to do when your stronghold is stronger than you, number two, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to lean on the Lord for stability. You need to lean on the Lord for stability. Verse 3, Psalm 121, he will not let your foot be moved. Help me, Lord Jesus. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The image shifts from where you need to look to how you need to stand. Looking up is good. He says, but you not only need to learn how to look up, you need to learn how to stand. See, when you travel these roads in Israel, they were rocky terrain, and rocky terrain would cause you to slip on loose stones or uneven ground. And here, God promises spiritual stability by saying he will not let your foot be moved. I was in Israel. We were doing some climbing, and they suggested that we would take what they call walking sticks. And you needed to take at least one, but if you were real smart, you took two walking sticks. And those walking sticks you would hold in your hand, and they were there to balance you as you were walking along the stony path, because your foot might slip or you might hit a stone or a rock that looked stable, but all of a sudden it would move and you wanted to be able to catch yourself. And some of y'all are not old enough to realize that as you get older, your balance doesn't hold like it used to when you were young, and you don't recover like you used to. As a matter of fact, I tell people now, I'm old enough, I start falling in slow motion now. Right? You know, when you was young, you would fall and get up before you even hit the ground. But man, you start getting old, you'd be like, oh no, this is going to hurt. I don't know how I'm going to get up. Bang, then you hit the ground. Slow motion, I'm telling you. Listen to me. Here's what the writer says. The writer says, you have to make sure that God is your stability. You've got to lean on him. That word moved means to slip, to totter, or fall. Look at it as how it's used in 55 verse 22, Psalm 55 verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. The psalmist uses the word keep or keeper six times in this psalm. In verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 7, and verse 8. It's the Hebrew word shamar, and it means to guard or protect, to preserve or watch carefully. It's the picture of a watchman who is on the wall, on his post, who never leaves his post. And so here's what the psalmist wants you and I to rejoice in. Our stability is in the Lord, who neither slumbers nor sleeps. When Elijah was mocked by the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18, he joked, "Maybe your God is asleep." The psalmist here wants to assure us that our God doesn't need a nap. He doesn't drift off to sleep. He doesn't doze off on duty. His eyes are always on his people. That's why my late pastor, Dr. A. Lewis Patterson, would always say, if God neither slumbers nor sleeps, there's no need in both of us staying up all night. Because God is watching over you. Mountain climbers typically climb tied to one another. And the reason they're tied to one another is because if one slips, the strength of the other can keep them steady and bring them back to the place that they need to be. God, with his children, says, when you walk, I'm there to study you. I'm there to keep you. I'm there to watch over you. And that's good news today because, listen, you ought to rejoice in the fact that God's grip doesn't slip. His attention doesn't drift. His protection never pauses. You can lean on God because he doesn't nod off when your life gets difficult. While you're pacing the floor at midnight, God is still on watch. You can rest because the Lord never rests. You can sleep because the Lord never sleeps. And while you may feel like you're losing your footing, you'll never lose your favor. Look at Psalm 66, verse 9. Our lives are in his hands, and he keeps our feet from stumbling. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 24 through 26 together. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Here's the third thing I want you to see, and the final thing. If you're going to know what to do when your stronghold is too strong for you, number three, when your stronghold is too strong for you, you need to trust in the Lord for security. You not only look up to the Lord for support and lean on the Lord for stability, but you've got to trust in the Lord for security. Look at verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In verses 5 through 8, the psalmist paints a complete picture of divine protection. Watch what he says. He says, first, the Lord is your keeper. He is your personal guardian. He is your personal bodyguard. He's not just Israel's God. He is your keeper. He's the shade on your right hand. That right hand symbolizes strength, skill, and defense. And a shade would provide relief from a scorching sun. He says, the Lord is the shade on your right hand. He covers you, he's close to you, and he can keep you in a personal and present way. He says the sun and the moon will be kept from you, representing danger both day and night. God's care covers you every hour, every season, every circumstance. He will keep you from all evil, not meaning you will never experience trouble, but that trouble will never separate you from his love. He says he will keep your going out and your coming in. And that's a Hebrew idiom meaning every aspect of life. When you're going out and when you're coming in, from beginning to the end, God's keeping power is total and timeless. I told you six times in Psalm 121, the word keep or derivative thereof is used, and it's emphasizing God's comprehensive coverage. Because the Lord keeps your feet, he keeps your life, he keeps your journey, he keeps your days, and he keeps your destiny. And you want to make sure you are comprehensively covered. I was just meeting just the other day, my wife and I, looking at our finances, trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to retire before I turn 100. And we were working through this thing with a gentleman that I had the opportunity to meet. And one of the things he was walking me through was some of my, the holes in my insurance and how I was going to age out and wouldn't get anything and what I needed to do to move my money in order to make more money. And the more he talked, the better I felt. And as he kept on talking and laying out the paperwork, I said, okay, I'm going to sign up. I'm in. Because I want as much coverage as I can. Some of you are not old enough yet to realize this. One of the greatest challenges when you get old is not money, it's health care insurance. You want to make sure. And while they're trying to, I said they, those in Washington, D.C., those who ride an elephant, they're trying to do away with the Affordable Care Act and the tax-exempt provisions. Those of us who are getting older, we better learn what to fight for. Because you'll have good retirement and not have enough money to pay for the treatment you need. But the text says the Lord's protection is round the clock. He is the keeper of your soul. During the Gulf War, soldiers wore heat reflective coverings to shield them from the desert sun. That covering didn't remove the heat. It didn't take them out of the sun. It protected them while they were in the heat. And my brothers and sisters, God doesn't always remove the problem, but he covers and protects you in the midst of it. He is your shade, your shelter, your keeper, and your strong tower. You may not understand what God allows, but you can always trust who God is. And I've lived long enough to know what I don't understand now. The old folks used to tell me I'll understand it better by and by. And there's some things that God did in my yesterday that didn't make sense until I got to my today. But I can look back and see that God knew far more than I knew. And he saw far more than I saw. So remember, God doesn't promise you'll never feel the heat. He just promises the heat will never consume you. He doesn't promise a life without storms. He just promises to keep you safe in the storm. He doesn't promise to keep you from every battle. He promises to keep you through every battle. And when the sun beats down and the night gets long, he stands by your side. Your stronghold may feel unbreakable. Your burden may feel unbearable, but your Savior is unconquerable. That's why he said, with Christ Jesus, you are more than conquerors in him. So when you can't climb your mountain, he carries you. When you can't protect yourself, he covers you. When your stronghold feels too strong, when it's too much to handle on your own, don't give up. Look up. Don't back down. Lean on the Lord. Don't fall back. Trust in the Lord. Because when you can't stand, that's when the Lord will sustain you and hold you up. When you can't fight for yourself, that's when God will fight for you. When you can't keep yourself, that's when God will keep you. I wish I had a witness in here somewhere. He is your keeper when life shapes you. He's your shade when life gets too hot. He's your shield when life strikes you. He's your shelter when the storm of life rages. So learn how to look up. Learn where to put your eyes. Learn where to put your gaze. Because the same God who kept Israel is the same God who keeps you. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he did it before, he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. So when your burdens feel too big, and your mountains feel too high, and your heart feels too heavy, remember, your help is still holy, your hope is still heavenly, and your helper is always there. When life gets too high for you to climb, look up, because God still reigns. When your footing feels too feeble to stand, lean and depend on him. When your fear feels too much for you to fight, let God fight your battles, because he has the power to keep your soul. He has the power to guard you. He has the power to be your shade. When you can't carry it, God can. When you can't fix it, he can fix it. When you can't see your way, he can show you the way. When you can't hold on, he can hold you. And when you can't figure it out, somebody here knows God can work it out. He's not the God who forgets. He's the God who faithfully guards. He's the God who doesn't fade. He's the God who forever keeps. That's why the Bible says he can keep you from falling. Look at Jude 1, 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. We have a God who keeps us from falling, who keeps us from fainting, and we have a God who wants to keep us from forgetting who he is. And so today, when you read this verse, and the text says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. Ask the question, where is my help going to come from? It won't come from those around you. It's not going to come from those under you or those behind you. It's going to come from the one that you look up in the hills and see. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Father, thank you. Thank you because you are the God who will keep us from this time forth and even forevermore. Thank you for being our keeper, our helper, and our protector. When life's strongholds rise against us, teach us to lift our eyes to you. When our feet slip, study us with your unfailing strength. When our hearts fear, shade us beneath your covering grace. Keep us in our going out and our coming in, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. It's in Jesus' name we ask your blessings. Amen. 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 Somebody let this song minister to you today. Sing, Elder.
I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, the Lord which which keepeth thee. He will not slumber nor sleep.
Say, my help. Come on, stand on your feet, everybody who can, everybody who will. If you're watching, wherever you are, the gladiators are in the prayer room today. And if you are in need of special prayer, you want somebody to pray with you, you want to talk to somebody, use the QR code or use the link wherever you are and let them know that you'd like a time of special prayer. They'll send the link to you. And when you click on that link, it'll take you into a special Zoom room where somebody will pray with you face to face. If you're here in this room or watching and you want to make a decision to come to the Lord, sometimes I've learned that God will allow things to happen in your life just to teach you that you can't do it on your own, that you need somebody bigger than you are to help you handle life. And so if you need Jesus Christ in your life today, I want to give you an opportunity to say yes. If you're here in person, you can come upstairs or down to my left or to my right. Men and women who are down front have been trained and would love to show you privately how to ask the Lord into your life, or you can use that QR code. And within 24 hours, 48 hours, if somebody doesn't get back to you the same time, I promise you they'll get back to you to let you know that your call was important and your soul matters to us just like it matters to God. Sister LaSadra is going to sing, and as she sings, don't wait, don't tarry, dialogue or debate with the devil. Make that call, make that step, click that link. Come on and come. Come on, somebody.
My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shepherd. Upon thy right hand, upon thy
Somebody need to be reminded of that. You still have a chance to come. You can use the QR code to let us know that you want to accept Christ. There's still a chance. There's still an opportunity. God, we come now praying for the person that's still trying to make a decision. Lord, we lift them up to you now. We pray that the barriers are removed, that negative thoughts are removed, Lord, and they look unto you for their help. So we lift them up to you right now. We pray for everyone here right now, Lord, to remind them afresh of our help coming from you. In the sweet name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank God for that word today from our pastor. Amen. That's a good word. That's a helpful word today. Amen. Amen.